trade deals that saw the land purchased by developers. The Speedway represented the only speedway in southeast Queensland, and the future of the sport is uncertain, with many looking for alternatives as close as possible to Queensland.
Nearly 1,000 fines have been issued in the first 3 months of new laws brought in by Queensland government to boost e-scooter safety. Just recently, two riders were fined for speeding more than 30 kilometres per hour over the 12-kilometre speed limit on footpaths. The Department of Transport of Main Roads has confirmed that 976 personal mobility device fines were issued between November 1st and January 31st of this year. The state government introduced a range of new legislation and penalties for the devices in November, including tired speeding fine categories similar to those enforced for motorists.
In national news, 15-year-old boy released on bail in Queensland temporarily banned from travelling as a passenger in any car without a yellow justice worker has raised concerns on the restrictive bail conditions. With more children facing accused crimes, 50 youth advocacy organizations and experts say the police should rethink their practices under tightened youth justice laws. According to the police, as of May 25th, 169 children had already faced charges for the newly introduced breach of bail offense. 112 were identified as Indigenous individuals. The offense was charged 30 times among the youngest group of 6 individuals, all aged 11. A report recently released by the Justice Reform Initiative with former MPs from various political backgrounds, judicial figures, experts, and First Nations leaders has urged for a substantial transition towards funding evidence-based alternatives to imprisonment.
The Federal Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, has signed off on plans to expand the area of the marine park surrounding Macquarie Island to nearly triple its original size. The island is an important breeding ground for many endangered seabirds, and it is home to 100,000 seals and 4 million penguins, and was placed onto the World Heritage List in 1997. 93% of the newly established park area, an area larger than Germany, will be completely closed to fishing, mining and other extractive activities.
In international news, an estimated 500,000 people have marched through central Warsaw to protest Poland's right-wing government. The current administration, known as the Law and Justice Party, have been in power since 2015. Since their election, the government has initiated multiple campaigns against reproductive rights, judicial independence, and the LGBTQ plus community. Former Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk was present at the event. Tusk recently reignited his national political career following 5 years of president of the European Council. The next election date is set to be towards the end of 2023.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and drying off. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Hey listeners, did you know it costs $60 to make